I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. There is no free pass for your children to come to the United States. That was the message aimed at families in Central America that Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson delivered today in Arizona. He was there to tour a detention facility housing kids who've been detained alone at the border in recent months. Just since October, some 52,000 unaccompanied minors have been caught trying to enter the U.S. illegally. This is a humanitarian crisis that's also caught the attention of the United Nations. Leslie Velez is a senior protection officer at the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees. She's the lead author of the report Children on the Run, about minors fleeing into the U.S. across Mexico's border.
We heard stories from girls that had witnessed their classmates being sexually assaulted, and if they had resisted becoming a quote-unquote girlfriend of some of these criminal armed groups in their neighborhoods, then they were dismembered, actually, and their body parts thrown on the route to school as a reminder to the rest of the girls that they should not resist. So, I mean, these are the kinds of pressures that the children in these regions are living under every day. And so it was the magnitude of the violence, I think, that really struck us.
So these are sort of criminal gangs in places like El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras who are running the streets.
Yes, and I think to use the term gangs may be a bit outdated. To me, it conjures visions of Bloods and Crips in the United States or renegade youth when it's, I think, a lot more than that. What we do have in that region, and it's well documented, we have drug traffickers and we have criminal gang organizations, but that are now also transnational in nature as well, too.
Was there a typical story that you heard over and over again from the children that you interviewed?
Each child was unique, but there was one boy who told us that he actually didn't want to come. He didn't want to make this journey coming to the United States because he didn't want to leave his mother alone. But his younger sister, who was only 12, had already been attacked, and his mother begged him to go and make sure that she was protected along what's already well known to be a very dangerous journey. And so he did that. But he was extremely sensitive and scared about what was happening with his mother since he wasn't there to protect her.
Why are kids going across the border alone? What is dictating that? Is it their parents saying, go on, you need a better life? Why is that happening?
You know, one mother said this, and I think it frames it really nicely. She framed it as, I'd rather my child die en route to some form of safety than at my doorstep.
Wow. You've seen up close how the U.S. deals with unaccompanied minors crossing the border. How do U.S. policies compare with how other nations treat children crossing in alone?
The system is very well evolved in the United States, but it was a system that was designed to be able to accommodate between 6,000 and maybe 8,000 on heavy flow years. So it compares, but the system right now is extremely tested given that it's been 52,000 in the last 6 months for a system that was prepared to handle at a maximum around 8,000 over the course of a year.
Based on what you've seen around the world, do you think the U.S. is more lenient and therefore more likely to offer asylum than other countries?
52,000 children coming unaccompanied over the course of 6 months is a lot, and it is testing the U.S. system. But to put that into a global perspective, 10,000 children in 1 month here in the United States, I mean, we're talking about 10,000 people crossing the border into Jordan every day. And so Lebanon is a country of 4 million inhabitants, and it's currently hosting 1 million refugees. There's other countries, I think, that the U.S. has advocated for them to be open door hosting countries to allow refugees to be in there while more durable solutions can be looked for. And so I just hope that the United States lives up to its leadership in refugee protection.
Leslie Velez is with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. She's authored a report on the rise in unaccompanied minors into the U.S. across the Mexican border. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Carol.